Welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History. Now today I'm taking you back to the reign of Queen Elizabeth I. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 25th of February 1570, Pope Pius V issued the papal bull Regnans in Excelsis. This bull excommunicated Queen Elizabeth I from the Catholic Church, and I'll give you a link to read the bull in full online, but I want to share with you today a few excerpts. But the number of the ungodly has so much grown in power that there is no place left in the world which they have not tried to corrupt with their most wicked doctrines, and among others, Elizabeth, the pretended Queen of England and the servant of crime, has assisted in this, with whom, as in a sanctuary, the most pernicious of all have found refuge. This very woman, having seized the crown and monstrously usurped the place of supreme head of the church in all England, to gather with the chief authority and jurisdiction belonging to it, has once again reduced the same kingdom, which had already been restored to the Catholic faith and to good fruits, to a miserable ruin. She has removed the royal council composed of the nobility of England and has filled it with obscure men, being heretics, oppressed the followers of the Catholic faith, instituted false preachers and ministers of impiety, abolished the sacrifice of the Mass, prayers, fasts, choice of meats, celibacy, and Catholic ceremonies, and has ordered that books of manifestly heretical content be propounded to the whole realm, and that impious rites and institutions, after the rule of Calvin, entertained and observed by herself, be also observed by her subjects. Therefore, resting upon the authority of him whose pleasure it was to place us, though unequal to such a burden, upon this supreme justice seat, we do, out of the fullness of our apostolic power, declare the aforesaid Elizabeth to be a heretic and favourer of heretics, and her adherents in the matter aforesaid to have incurred the sentence of excommunication and to be cut off from the unity of the body of Christ. And moreover, we declare her to be deprived of her pretended title to the aforesaid crown and of all lordship, dignity and privilege whatsoever. The Pope went on to state that those who'd made any sworn oaths to her were now absolved from these oaths, and he called on the English people to disobey her orders, mandates and laws, and threatened excommunication for those who did obey her. The Pope's orders put English Catholics in an impossible situation. If they obeyed the Pope, God's representative on earth, then they had to disobey their Queen. If, however, they continued to be loyal to their queen, then they were deemed heretics by the Pope and could be excommunicated. Even though the queen had declared previously that she had no desire to make windows into men's souls, i.e. she didn't want to prescribe what someone's personal faith should be, this bull described her as a usurper and pretender and was supporting rebellions against her. Elizabeth and her government were forced to act against the Jesuits, the Catholic society committed to bringing people back to Catholicism, seeing them as enemies of the state. A number of Jesuits and those who harboured them ended up being executed. The publication of the Bull of Excommunication was soon followed by trouble for Elizabeth, with the Ridolfi plot, a Catholic plot to assassinate Elizabeth and to replace her with Mary, Queen of Scots, being uncovered just a year after Elizabeth was excommunicated. For those of you interested in reading about the Catholic persecutions of Elizabeth's reign and what it was like to be a Catholic in England at the time, I'd highly recommend Jesse Child's book, God's Traitors, Terror and Faith in Elizabethan England. It's a wonderful read. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 25th of February 1601, Queen Elizabeth I's former favourite, Robert Devereux, Earl of Essex, was executed by beheading. And you can find out more about that in last year's video, which I'll give you a link to. thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.